Good day, I'm Ann Jui, James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Monday, May 22. Coming up, government urged to access increasing tax revenue. Over 25,000 young people to be employed on the Heart Trust NTA Youth Program, and NWC working to restore service to customers served by Martha Bray Treatment Plant. The details after the break.
Jamaica, let's show full support for Labor Day 2017, Tuesday, May 23. Register your Labor Day projects with the National Secretariat. Email labourday@mcges.gov.jm or call 978-7654. Come out and give a helping hand in your community. Labor Day 2017, let's restore, preserve, and beautify Jamaica.
Now the news. Co-chair of the Economic Program Oversight Committee, Keith Duncan, is urging the government to perform a critical analysis of the sustained increase in tax revenue collection since last year. Tax revenues at the end of the 2016-17 fiscal year were $458 billion, driven by improved compliance, higher levels of company profits, and an increased country wage bill due to greater levels of employment.
One can look at what has occurred in tax policy over the last year or so, the shift from direct to indirect taxation, the underlying growth in the macroeconomic stability and in the economy, the increased company profits. So therefore, there are factors that are driving this overperformance in tax revenues, and we really need to get a handle on it because this will help us to create room going forward in our fiscal space.
Mr. Duncan says the underlying factors resulting in increased revenue collection must be determined and used to create a sustainable framework to ensure the trend continues. The Heart Trust NTA is looking to engage over 25,000 young people under its Youth Summer Employment Program 2017. This year's recruitment drive represents a significant increase over last year's initiative, which targeted 6,000 persons. Senior Director for Community Services, Heart Trust Youth Services Division, Rehana Wright, says the expansion follows increased budgetary allocation to the program.
For this year, we will be treating with 25,200 young people. And the program has revised. Originally, you would have needed 3 CXCs or more to participate in the program. As it is now, it is open to all young people. So once you are between the ages of 17 and 29, you are eligible to apply for the program.
Persons with disability ages 17 to 34 years are also being encouraged to apply for summer employment as deadlines have been extended to May 26. Formerly the NYS Summer Employment Program, the initiative is now administered under the Heart Trust NTA, which was merged with the National Youth Service on April 1. Jamaica and Barbados lead the region for achieving most of the 10 World Health Organization WHO National Non-Communicable Diseases NCD targets. Jamaica ties for the lead, having achieved 7 of the 10 targets through initiatives including the Jamaica Moves campaign, which emphasizes physical activity and a healthy diet, as well as the National Food Industry Task Force. In the Jamaican context, where 7 out of every 10 deaths results from an NCD, the Pan American Health Organization World Health Organization PAHO WHO projects that an estimated $17 billion will be lost in gross domestic product GDP due to NCDs and mental health conditions for the period 2015 to 2030. Speaking at the Commonwealth Health Ministers meeting in Geneva, Switzerland yesterday, Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton pointed to Caribbean statistics showing that 77% of deaths in the region are as a result of lifestyle diseases and NCDs. And National Water Commission and WC customers in St. Anne, Trelawney and St. James are to expect challenges with the delivery of potable water due to a 90% decline in inflows following the recent heavy rains. In a release issued Sunday, the NWC said residents supplied by the Martha Bray Treatment Plant in Trelawney will receive little to no water in their pipes, resulting from a buildup of silt and other debris at the intake. Affected areas include Discovery Bay, Bridgewater Heights, Primrose Hill, Lakeside Park, Hopewell Park, Old Polly and Parrytown in St. Anne, Greenwood, Lilliput and Roseville housing schemes and adjoining areas in St. James. While in Trelawney, affected areas include Falmouth Rock, Cooper's Pen, Martha Bray, Silver Sands and Salt Marsh. The NWC says it is working to restore service within the shortest possible time. That was JIS News. I'm Ann Jui, James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.